Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor right here in Greenville, South Carolina, and you can find all of my contact information in the show notes. If you need to reach out to me for any of your local real estate needs. And just a reminder, as always, please like, rate, review, subscribe, anything like that that can help support the show, and to make sure you don't miss future episodes. Those are the things I ask of you guys. If you're on YouTube, leave me a little comment. Next time I log in, I will try to take note of that and respond to it. And that's it. That's all I ask from you guys. So if you could do that, I would greatly appreciate it. Today, I want to discuss with you guys the best kept secrets in the upstate of South Carolina. Now, I want to clarify what kind of an episode this is going to be, okay? First off, I'm not saying that these are necessarily best kept secrets from locals, okay? Some people that are, if you're local to Greenville, you're going to be like, I kind of already knew that, for at least some of these, if not all of these. But if you're not local to Greenville, some of these might come as a surprise to you. Basically, I'm going to be focusing on specific areas of Greenville and the upstate in general that I feel like people tend to forget about for one reason or the other. And it's going to be a wide range of areas, a wide range of price points. And personally, I think that each of these areas has a different reason why people are just kind of forgetting about these areas, why they're not generating the buzz that perhaps they should. And some of these areas, again, you might disagree with me. You might be like, yeah, I'm hearing about that area all the time. But I have my own reasons for believing why these might be some of the best kept secret areas of the upstate of South Carolina. So let's jump right in. And I'm going to go ahead, just to make this interactive, I'm going to screen share, if you're looking on YouTube, and just show you Google Maps here. And so that way, you know, if you're not local to the area, you can kind of get a sense of what I'm talking about, or at least where these areas are that I'm talking about. And my number one, but the first in my list of the top 10 areas that I think are best kept secrets in the upstate of South Carolina. This is not in any particular order, so it's not number one or whatever. We're not going to build up to anything. I'm just going to talk about a bunch of different areas. Landrum, South Carolina, okay? Right up there near the, really near the North Carolina border. In fact, I recently showed a fun little piece of land up here that was basically, it was right on the North Carolina line, and also straddled Greenville and Spartanburg counties. In fact, there was the old historical stone marker that used to be the county line, basically the stone that marked where the border was between counties, right there on the property. So that was pretty cool. That was a cool experience. We actually just walked right across from South Carolina into North Carolina without really, there was no way to even know that you were walking across. And it was all part of the same land. But Landrum itself is just a very unique area. I just discussed a lot about borders, where it borders. That's really not what makes it unique. It's up there. It's near the mountains. It's near Lake Lure and some other little lakes that are around that area. And it has an adorable main street. If you're looking on YouTube, you can see I pulled up just a very cute little main street, mountain views all over the place, just a lot of really unique features in Landrum as a whole. Pull up here, beautiful picture of like, you know, what looks like an old farmhouse with some clouds accruing. There's some fantastic little mom and pop restaurants up there. And there's just a lot to like about Landrum. Now, this is an area that you go if you typically, you want acreage, you want land, you want horses. A lot of people up here have horses. In fact, when I went on that property, funny enough, some people just kind of showed up on horses just all of a sudden on the property. And I guess they had some kind of an agreement with the owner that they could basically ride their horses on the property as a cut through if they basically mowed the property. Really, really just beautiful area, spaced out, cute downtown, close to a lot of things. You've got you know, you're not far from, again, the North Carolina border, and there's some stuff to do up there as well. You're not far from multiple different lakes. Campobello, which is also a nice town. If you want, if you need, like, if you don't want the mom and pop thing, you want, like, chain stuff, you can go down to Campobello. There's some, you know, fast food and chain restaurants down there. Not too far away. And really, Landrum is not particularly far from anywhere in the upstate. You can get there. I get there via Highway 14 if I'm going that way. That's a great drive. You can also go through Campobello itself on 176. Also, Interstate 26 takes you through Landrum, not through downtown Landrum, but takes you through Landrum itself as well. So very accessible, very underrated. A lot of people have never heard of Landrum. A lot of people end up finding Landrum because they're looking for something around, you know, the Tryon area or near Hendersonville, and they realize it's just all very expensive. And if they just go a little bit further south into South Carolina, it ends up getting a little bit cheaper. And so that's how they land on Landrum. I always enjoy going up there. I've had a few closings there over the years, and just a great little spot. Next on my list is the west side of Greer. Now, if you're looking at Google Maps, I'm going to kind of consider this to be, if you see Brookhaven, kind of west of the airport, of the GSP airport, this little pocket over here that includes Super Road, Dillard Road, Old Spartanburg Road, Brushy Creek, Devinger. It's kind of where Greer, Taylors, and Greenville all kind of come together. And this little pocket of Greer is underrated because it is technically a part of Greer, but it's just super duper accessible to everywhere in the upstate. And I mean, there's a lot of track built neighborhoods in this area, but there's also a lot of, and I feel like I'm echoing a bit here. Let me readjust my mic. There's a lot of track built homes in this area, but there are also just a lot of established homes as well. Let me see if I can maybe do a Google Street View to kind of show you guys what I'm talking about. Let's see here. Where do I want to go on here? Let's try up here. Yeah, I did not pick the right area here to drop my pin. Let me go further down here. All right, this should get us what we need. Going down to Devinger Road in Greer. And so here you can kind of get to see, you know, get a sense of, all right, there is, and Devinger Road is a busy road, but you can see, you know, here's a neighborhood right here with homes that are not cookie cutter looking homes. You keep going down this road. Again, another neighborhood that's like that as well over here. And you keep going, and there's just a lot to like about this area of Greer. Again, you notice there's mature trees everywhere. A lot of these neighborhoods don't have HOAs. A lot of them do, but a lot of them don't. You can tell usually by how dense the neighborhood is whether it has an HOA or not. But this is an area that if you're looking for established neighborhoods, mature trees, things of that nature, and then you just want accessibility, right? You want to be close. You don't have to be near downtown Greenville per se, but you want to be, you know, kind of close to everything. You know, this area is that, right? You've got BMW over here. You've got Michelin, which is not too far from this area as well. You've got the mall over here. You've got Costco over here, Woodruff Road, shopping in that vicinity as well. And downtown Greer is just a little bit north. Downtown Greenville, a little bit west. It's really central to everything and just has a lot to offer. And there's shopping not in this immediate vicinity, but you've got some little shopping off of Old Spartanburg Road, grocery stores and whatnot. Or you can go more towards Greer, and there are some options over there as well. And so it's just very accessible to a lot of different things. This isn't an area that people typically target, but eventually once they're looking at all of the options and they see just how affordable of a home that you can get in that area in comparison to some other parts of Greenville County, and given that it's so central to everything, it just makes sense for a lot of people. So the west side of Greer. Number three on my list is Malden. Malden is interesting because Malden is kind of a non-incorporated kind of area, which I guess I found out recently that some people think that non-incorporated means that it's not that there's no law enforcement or anything like that. That's completely not true. In fact, Malden does have their own police, and there are, you know, other, they have their own fire departments and all of that. That's not what a non-incorporated means, but we're not going to get into all the details on that right now. But Malden traditionally has been kind of a cut-through kind of area. As you can see, 276 cuts straight through it. That's one of the main ways that you can get from this section of the upstate into or near downtown Greenville. And that's basically the main street that cuts through Malden. And then there's also West Butler Road, which is a major cut through that cuts through Malden as well. But because Malden doesn't really have this identity, right? There's not really a true downtown. You know, if we're looking on the map, you know, Malden does have where Main Street and Butler intersect. There is stuff to do here, right? You've got Chick-fil-A, the new Dutch Brothers coffee that they just put in. You've got, obviously, Summer Moon Coffee is right there. Pickle Yard, which I have not yet been to, which has a 4.9 out of 5 rating. Ace Hardware, you know, there are, you can get a lot done in this little section of Malden, in the downtown area. But this isn't like a walkable downtown, right? There's no parks. Well, I shouldn't say there's no parks. There are some parks around here, but again, when you're comparing it to like downtown Greer, which is very walkable, downtown TR, very walkable, downtown Greenville, very walkable, even I would include Simpsonville, Fountain Inn, they're all very walkable. Malden is not a walkable downtown. You drive there, you drive to where you want to go, and then when you're done there, when you're done in that area, you drive to the next location, even if it's within Malden. That's just the way it is. But that being said, because of kind of the lack of identity, and I've been telling you guys, if you've been listening to this podcast for years, you've been hearing me say this for years, Malden has great value, great bang for the buck because of all the things that I just described. And there's more to it than just that. I'm not going to get into all the details, but I'm just going to say that when you're 15 minutes to downtown, which depending on what part of Malden you're in, might be even less than that, but you're very close to downtown Greenville. You're very close to downtown Simpsonville. There's great shopping in this area. You're very close to Lake Conestee Nature Preserve, which is one of the best, just like all natural parks that we have to walk around and walk your dog. And it's got a great playground and baseball fields and all of that. You've got Woodruff Road Shopping right up here. Like, it is one of the most central parts of Greenville County, and yet it is also one of the most affordable parts of Greenville County as well. That makes Malden, to me, still one of the best-kept secrets in Greenville County and in the upstate as a whole, even though I've been saying it's one of the best-kept secrets now for years. It's crazy. Moving on to number four is Powdersville. Now, I'm going to go ahead and pull that up on Google Maps here so you can see. Powdersville is another one of these locations that's not really a location. It's kind of this non-incorporated kind of concept as well. But Powdersville has been an area that has been really criminally underrated, in my opinion, for a very, very long time. It's starting to get more on people's radar because some of the schools in that area, I'm telling you, people are really clamoring to get into. But additionally, look again how central you are. You've got downtown Greenville right there. You've got downtown Easley right over here. By the way, downtown Easley, there's a lot, like, you don't hear people talk much about downtown Easley. There's some great stuff to do in downtown Easley now. You know, the little silos, little food hall, outdoor food hall that they have over there is really cool. There's a lot. I'm just going to reference that one thing and then move on. But there's a lot more going on in downtown Easley, and I'm very optimistic about that. But then, you know, you've also got Interstate 85 right here, right by Powdersville, can get you, you know, whether you're wanting to go down towards like Hartwell, towards Anderson, whether you're wanting to go north up towards BMW, towards Michelin, or Spartanburg, or whatever the case may be, Powdersville, you can get anywhere you want quickly. Now, here's the complaint about Powdersville, is this little section where Anderson Road kind of meets the main drag that goes through here, 153. This is a rough area to navigate. Like, let's just be honest. Additionally, most of these places around here are more chain-oriented kind of places. Now, that has gotten a lot better. There are, you know, not just all chain places to eat at now in Powdersville. That it wasn't that way 10 years ago. Now you're starting to see some more interesting and better places to eat at. But you've got the Walmart Supercenter, you've got Ingles to shop at. Everything is right there, super duper central. And this is an area that, you know, when I first got into the business, I wasn't hearing 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, I wasn't hearing many people clamoring about Powdersville. It was still very under the radar. Now you start to hear people clamor about it, but it's only the people that have been here for the most part for a while. And so it's still a really well-kept secret in comparison to many things. All right, number five on my list. This one might surprise some people, but I wanted to mix it up a little bit. Boiling Springs. Boiling Springs in Spartanburg County, in my opinion, is one of the best kept secrets in the upstate. And from this very specific perspective, and I'm trying to see if there are any. Yeah, okay. There are some. I'm curious what pictures there are on Google about Boiling Springs. There's a few interesting pictures on here. If you click on Google Maps. But what's interesting to me about Boiling Springs, and you can kind of already see, you know, there's a Publix, a Walmart, an Ace, other shopping right there. But what's really standing out to me about Boiling Springs is affordability. For a lot of people that are needing, you know, their first home or whatever, and just really constrained on a budget, it's been a lot of new construction in this area, which maybe you're trying to avoid. A lot of people are. But if you're a first-time home buyer, that can be a great opportunity for you. And again, there's shopping all in that area. You're not far from downtown Spartanburg, which, by the way, if you've not been to downtown Spartanburg, check it out. It's definitely worth seeing. The new baseball field there that they have is incredible. And there's tons of great food in downtown Spartanburg as well. It's a very walkable downtown, too. And that's very close to Boiling Springs. But also, Boiling Springs is not far from, again, 85 as well. So wherever you want to go, you can get there quite quickly. And then, you know, you've got Lake Bowen just to the north. If you're into lakes, you've got Lake Blaylock just to the east. And then, again, I've already mentioned Landrum Campobello. It's really not that far from getting up there, and then you're into the mountains. So a lot to like about that Boiling Springs area, particularly if you're looking for an affordable price point sort of home and you're okay with there being a lot of development, which there is currently in that area. Number six on my list is the Fountain Inn / Gray Court area. It's funny, someone asked me recently, because I was talking about Gray Court, they were like, what is Gray Court? Like, what is it? And I was just like, well, it's a town. But it's a very, very rural part of Lawrence County. So somewhere in here, Greenville County becomes Lawrence County. Let's just look that up real quick. Lawrence County. There we go. So basically, half of Fountain Inn is in Greenville County, half it's in Lawrence County. All of Gray Court is in Lawrence County. Although Gray Court is more the northernmost part of Lawrence County. But if you're looking for land looking to be a little bit off the beaten path, looking for a little bit more affordable price point, but also still want to be able to get somewhere fast, want to be able to get to Greenville or Simpsonville or Malden or wherever north of here very quickly, this is the area to go. Because look, 385 goes right through this area. Interstate 385, which is the highway that goes right into downtown Greenville. It also connects to 185, which takes you around the other way. It also connects to 85. And so there is nowhere that you can't get to quickly if you live in Fountain Inn or Gray Court, just by virtue of those highways that are right there, those interstate highways that get you everywhere. And yet you can feel like you are out in the middle of nowhere owning property out there. It's really a special and definitely underrated part of the upstate. And more I find people wanting to move down here, maybe not even targeting it, but when they describe to me what it is that they're looking for, it's like, we may end up in that Fountain Inn, Gray Court area. Increasingly, I'm finding more and more people moving down there and just getting a property with acreage and all of that. Or maybe they just need an affordable price point. There are options there too. Fountain Inn, downtown Fountain Inn, super cute. It is walkable. It's small. You know, we're not talking about a particularly large downtown. They've got some cute little restaurants. I've heard the farmer's market there is quite good. And they have, you know, a lot of good events throughout the year. Here you can see, if you're on Google Maps, you can see they've got a very cute little main street. I'm very bullish for that area. And then, you know, you're very close to Simpsonville, which has tons of shopping, tons of options, and also a lot of restaurants as well. So you really can't go wrong in that area. Number seven. This one's a lot different than the others that we've talked about. I'm going to talk about the North Main area. Now, I can imagine that some people are going to be like, okay, North Main is not one of the best kept secrets in the upstate. Here's what I'm going to say about that. Okay, so North Main is one of the most established parts of Greenville, both Greenville County and Greenville City. It's very close to downtown. Some would argue it is downtown. I would argue it's just outside of downtown. But there are obviously some very, very expensive multi-million dollar homes in this area. And for that reason, I think some people would say, you know, North Main, surely you don't consider North Main to be a best kept secret. And I say, actually, yes, I do. And the reason is I believe it has actually become underrated. I think that there's so much people are looking for the next best thing in Greenville. And so many people are wanting to be right downtown that they have forgotten. And I'm just, if you're on Google Maps, I'm just going down North Main proper. But the North Main neighborhood goes throughout all of these different areas, all these little streets that connect to North Main proper. If you're looking on Google Maps, just look for where it says North Main, and then basically everything south of there is kind of that North Main neighborhood. I love to go through here, you know, with my family. If we do the driving around looking at Christmas lights kind of thing every year, this is a great Christmas lights kind of neighborhood. It's just a very established area with old mature trees, very walkable, a mix of old homes mixed in with some new homes. But it's just an area that once you see it, you get it. It's like, okay, this is like the classic, like, upscale suburbia, but within arguably walkable to downtown Greenville. Some people would say that it's not really walkable for them. It's walkable for me. I have walked, just to give you a reference point, I have walked down Rutherford Road from where you see on Google Maps where it says Willow Heights. I have walked down Rutherford Road and down North Main all the way into Greenville before, just to see what that walk was like. It's about, I think about 5-ish miles, something like that. The Rutherford Road stretch was awful. But then once I got to North Main, because that's a very busy road, once I got to North Main, it's great. Just very peaceful. A lot of people out there mowing their lawn, just having a good time. And, well, I guess some of them that were mowing their lawn were having a good time. But if you're looking for an area of Greenville that is more upscale, that has more of you know, those established homes, whether newer or whether maybe even, 100-ish years old, this is an area that I feel like has been forgotten as all of these other trendy areas have become more and more popular. And I think, again, North Main is becoming underrated, and as such, I'm considering it one of the best-kept secrets. And I'm not just saying that because I think that. I have had people come to me looking for parts of Greenville County that when they say what they're looking for, I'm like, you're looking for North Main. And they have no idea what I'm talking about. How did that happen? In some way, shape, or form, it's not that they hadn't heard of other neighborhoods, just for whatever reason, they hadn't heard of North Main specifically. And so something has happened over the past few years that has made this area underrated. And as such, I feel like it deserves our attention. Number 8, we're going to go over to the Reedville / Moore area of Spartanburg County. Reedville is an interesting little town. Historic little town. There's really not a whole lot of homes in Reedville proper. Just the way it is subdivided. It's not a large area at all. But this is an area that more and more people are starting to realize, okay, actually, I would like to live in this area. Again, we keep talking about centrality. Very central. This is the west side of Spartanburg County. Not too far west, and you're in Greenville County. You've got BMW right there. You've got the airport, GSP, right there. Downtown Spartanburg, right up here. Downtown Greenville, right over here. Woodruff Road Shopping, right over here. Like, everything is right there. Now, Reedville proper and Moore proper over here, but Moore continues out, all the way over here as well. Not a whole lot of shopping in this specific area. But with that comes a lot of times these homes are, there's a neighborhood last year in Moore that I sold a home for that I sold it in the low 200s. If it had been in Greenville, that exact same home would have been probably in the high fours, low 500s. Like the value for this area is just tremendous. A lot of people, are really thrilled with the schools in this area. It's a well-run school district. There's quite a few, and this isn't the case for everything because there's a lot of developers that have come into this area, but there's still a lot of homes in this area that have nice yards, big lot sizes, all of that, the sort of things that people are looking for right now. And so that section of Spartanburg County, extremely underrated. Number 9 on my list. This one might feel like it's going to come out of nowhere, but I'm going to reference Pumpkin Town. All right, Pumpkin Town. Listen, if you're looking for a rural area that is up there in the mountains and you're away from everything, away from, you don't need a whole lot of great shopping, you don't need to, to have a grocery store 2 minutes away, Pumpkin Town is simply an amazing area. And there's a couple of pictures on Google Maps that kind of, give you a sense of what you're talking about. But you can see just by looking on here, Google Maps has horseback waterfall tours, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from quote unquote downtown Pumpkin Town. It's really not a downtown. But you got Table Rock State Park right there, Caesar's Head Park, just north of there. And it is like, this is not an area that I get to go to every day. in terms of my job, because there's not a ton of housing around here. A lot of the homes in this area, again, are on acreage, right? This is an area that people go out, they do they have their mini farms and they have, or maybe they're legit farms, or they just have hunting land or just a home on a lot of acreage. Like, you can just see, if you put it the satellite layer, you can see there's not a whole lot of homes out here. So I don't end up getting out here super often, but when I do, I love the drive. It's just beautiful. It's a wonderful place to go to. And I've never seen any pumpkins out there, so I don't know why it's called Pumpkin Town. Perhaps there's someone that grows them that I don't know about. But regardless, this section of the upstate is truly, truly phenomenal. And you know, you could include Sunset in there, you could include Cleveland, you know, just kind of this whole area over here is just a tremendous area. If you want to be out in the country, more up there towards the mountains, less light pollution, less noise, less everything, Pumpkin Town and the surrounding area is where it's at. Number 10, last but not least, I have Southern Greenville County, and by that I'm defining south of 185, Interstate 185. This is an area that I almost never hear people ask to go to, but I'm telling you, this area has the things I've been harping on, right, are oftentimes for these underrated or best kept secret areas are accessibility. Feels like you're in the middle of nowhere, but you're really not. You're close to everything. For most of them, not Pumpkin Town. You genuinely are in the middle of nowhere in Pumpkin Town. But you get that rural feel, the oftentimes large lot sizes. Some of these had an affordability component. There's some affordable housing down here too, but there's also luxury housing down here. There's a great mix of homes in this area. And I'm telling you, if you're willing to, if you don't need to be right near a particular thing, this area of Greenville County is phenomenal. Like, it is a great area. Let me see if I can show you guys if there's anything on Street View that I can kind of point out to you. So you can see right now, like I just dropped the pin and it's immediately a super rural area. And that's the case with a lot of this area. So, you know, I'm passing by a brick ranch, nothing super crazy, but it's a brick ranch that's most likely on a ton of land. This is, you know, probably over here next, across the street from it. Looks like probably what would have been a nicer home, although I can't even see the home. It's so offset from the road. And just a mix again. This is like an area that feels super duper rural, but you are right there by Interstate 185 that can take you, boom, within just a few minutes to Greenville. Or you can, if you want to avoid paying tolls, which 185 is a toll road, you can hit up 25 and then 29 straight into Greenville. There's all sorts of different options. Or you can go this way and go towards Simpsonville. Again, it's just super convenient to a lot of areas, and it's beautiful down there. There's no mountains. There can be some hills in some areas, but there's no mountains like we have in some of the other areas. There's no like true lakes. Like, you know, you get this watershed for reservoir, you know, you're not going there for boating or anything like that. So it's a little bit different than some of these other areas that I've mentioned, but if you're okay with that, if you're just wanting larger lot sizes, a little bit more rural, but super convenient to everything, that little portion of Greenville County beneath south of 185 has a lot to offer and has affordable homes and luxury homes, sometimes right next to each other. It kind of depends on the area that you're talking about specifically, because it can change very quickly in this from one street to the next, right? Because there's not a lot of this really wasn't zoned a whole lot back in the day. So people were just building homes however they wanted to. This was before we had all these developers coming in and putting in these humongous developments. I mean, I'm going to pull up satellite view here. And you can see, you know, here's a little development, nothing too huge, another one over here, another one down here. But it's not like some parts, you know, when you go over here to this section, and I'm looking more towards Simpsonville, like you can see how dramatic of a difference it is. There's developments everywhere. It's like insane. But this little pocket just beneath 185, a lot more, a lot calmer, a lot less going on. And for some people, that's a really big deal. So I hope that that was interesting and helpful for everyone. I need to figure out how now to turn off. Oh, here we go. Trying to turn off screen sharing. This has been an issue lately with Zoom, that it makes it like excessively difficult for me to turn off the screen sharing. I don't know what's happening now. Who knows? But I'm just going to end it with that. You guys are just going to have to continue to see me screen sharing here because my Zoom is not cooperating for me. But hopefully that was helpful for you guys. If you have any questions about any of those specific areas, my contact information is in the show notes. Feel free to reach out to me with any of those questions. If you need a realtor in this area, please reach out to me for that as well. Again, my phone number is right in there. You can shoot me a text. If I've never heard from you before, shoot me a text. Be happy to chat with you. And if you like this content, I've got a lot more interesting content coming up. Please like, rate, review, subscribe, all of those good things. We will talk to you guys again next time.